item of business is Artisan's Bank preliminary site plan on Route 24.
This is a preliminary site plan for a two-story, 7,400-square-foot bank located on 1.73 acres. The site's in AR1. Conditional use 1716 for an office park was approved by the county January 16th of 2007. The setbacks exceed the requirements of the zoning ordinance. Each floor contains 3,700 square feet. 37 parking spaces are required, 38 have been provided. There's 12 spaces that are within the front yard setback, which are subject to site plan review. A landscaping plan's been provided. Central sewer will be provided by the county. Tidewater Utilities will provide central water. And if the commission's favorable towards preliminary approval, final could be subject to the office receiving all agency approvals.
Mr. Abbott, do we know if these parking spots that are in the front yard setback, if they were, could they be relocated on this parcel? Is there an adequate area or not?
Well, barring a phrase from you a while ago, I'm not a site designer, but it does appear to be adequate room, but there are representatives here.
Sure.
Gentlemen, give us your names, and we have a question or two for you.
Garth Jones with Becker Morgan Group.
Kevin McCormick with Artisan's Bank.
Okay. Your question about parking is there is no area to relocate the parking that exists within the front yard setback. We're tight on stormwater. Because there's not a sufficient outfall for stormwater, we have to actually manage the 100-year storm on site. Plus, DelDOT has a Route 24 improvement project that's in the works, and the plan that you see actually shows property being given up by Artisan Bank, additional right-of-way on 26 and also the connector road.
Gentlemen, what my concern comes as commissioners is in an area of planning and looking ahead, and one of my concerns always has been with parking within that front yard setback is someday if DelDOT needs to come along and take more property to further expand Route 24 or some other road, where is it going to come from? So if planning is done early enough, then it's not as problematic, and we all think we're all keenly aware of the problems on Route 24, especially as you approach Route 1. So that, you know, that's the reason for my questions about the front yard setback, because typically what happens is when one project gets front yard setback, the next one gets it, the next one gets it, next thing you know, we're built right up to the edge of the road without any opportunity for expansion. And we're still early enough along with this area that I didn't know if there was opportunity for relocation of that elsewhere on this parcel. But what I'm hearing you say is that the stormwater management area geared towards the, I guess that would be the east side of the property?
Yes, it's geared for lot one and then also a portion of that service road behind the bank. And again, we have met with DelDOT. We've actually gotten their improvement plans for Route 24, and we're already reserving the additional right-of-way that DelDOT is asking. So our plans reflect the additional right-of-way that DelDOT would like to have.
May I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
As a follow-up to the line that you're talking, two points. Is there similar development to what you're asking for in the immediate area of contiguous? And second of all, is this parcel an outlot or an outlot or a pad site of a larger development that you could incorporate stormwater management in the larger development instead of just on the site?
Actually, the parcel has been subdivided. There are four lots up front along Route 24.
And
then on the backside of the private or the service road, there is one large residual piece. Artisan Bank bought lot one.
And so
there,
larger parcel
is owned by somebody else.
Out parcels have been created, and each out parcel is being asked to create its own individual stormwater management. When we started with one parcel that could have had the stormwater management for the entire site and not place the burden on each individual.
Well, in this case, we started off with one application site for conditional use that had a large parcel plus four outlots, but their stormwater wasn't given much consideration at that time. Hmm. But they were going to be separate out parcels. That's the way it was submitted.
At one time, Artisan was looking to buy all four lots up front, and in some of our initial planning, we had gone ahead and sited stormwater on lot one as well as stormwater on lot three and four to handle development of those four lots. But since then, Artisan has only bought lot one, and so that's what we're having to deal with.
So because stormwater management wasn't dealt with in the beginning, now in a situation where there has to be parking in the front setback in an area that doesn't otherwise have it. I mean, that's one decision has led to the other decisions that led us to the circumstance.
What's going to happen? I know you
don't want to hear this, but did you investigate any other stormwater technologies that would have minimized the amount of land that you need?
The only option we really have is to go underground.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's costly to do that.
Here's the issue we have, and I feel for your situation because, as you know, I have some experience with this sort of thing. There are three other lots here. We have parking in the setback. All those other people will be in here for it too, and we will be defeating the purpose that we're trying to, you know, that we're working toward here. So, gentlemen, I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying that be aware that you're really doing it for four. You're not doing it for one.
Right. Or more than four. Once it starts, it goes on down the road.
Well, it definitely four. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mr.
Double J property looks as if the parking in the front yard setback is further back.
Yes, 20 foot back. It was approved. This is the Delarison or Institute. That's our site.
Yeah.
That's not the setback.
That parcel does have parking within the setback.
Yes, it does.
It's within or it's.
It's 20 feet.
Back.
It's set back 20 feet. This is set back a couple of feet. Okay. So they lost right away off the front of their parcel, and they're showing it off of the front of 1, 2, and part of 3. According to the drawing.
I believe we had the 20-foot setback from our property line to the parking until we were informed by Delhi that they were going to do the Route 24 project. So, you know, the additional right-of-way that we have to give up, that's what we lost our 20-foot setback.
It's over there.
There, if you looked at the original, they were almost 30 feet originally, according to scale. So the right-of-way taking took place. It appears that way.
Looks to do.
They were about 12 feet originally before the right-of-way taken. They still would have been in the front yard.
That I'm thinking that Delaware I was done, might have been done before we Delaware I done before we were dealing with that issue though.
Yeah, that would have been Delaware I Institute's
2002,
but it's not that really that old a building.
About 2002.
The requirements haven't changed as far as the commission having to approve parking in the front yard.
Right.
I don't know, gentlemen, am I the only one that has heartburn with a front yard setback, or?
Well, I do have a problem with it, but when we granted it to a commercial area right down the road from it,
How can you grant one, not the other?
And DelDOT's giving you site approval?
We've got a letter of no objection based on the preliminary site plan, yes.
Question?
Sure.
Would you be willing to explore other options to be able to move parking out of the setback?
Is it just the parking that fronts along Route 24?
And that's the main issue.
Not the parking in front of the bank? It's just that row of parking along 24?
I believe that's the
correct
issue.
That's
I don't have a site plan, but I believe that's the issue.
Well, certainly. I mean, I'd be willing, more than willing to go back and look to see what we can do about, you know, trying to relocate that parking elsewhere.
The area concerns because the other parking spaces with your couple foot setback plus 20 foot spaces plus 24 foot drive are in excess of 40 feet. Really hard to tell where the line is. Back to those spaces by scale are 60 feet back.
Ones that are fronting the building?
Front of the building.
Right.
So give them an opportunity to explore.
You can't really tell because of the scale. Our scale is tough.
I'd rather give you gentlemen an opportunity to relook at that rather than saying no. Is my position. Again, my concern as a commissioner is looking at your project and taking it into context with the surrounding area and trying to be a little forward thinking in terms of, like the commissioner, the chairman said, we approved this one with front yard setback, and then boom, we got three others right next door to you that are going to come in the same way. And that doesn't take into account the properties that are
taken
on the other side of the service road as you head down 24. So.
But as I understand it, your concern was is that if DelDOT came back in the future and wanted additional right of way, there would be additional right of way for the taking. What I'm saying is that we, you know, DelDOT does have an improvements plan. They do have right of way requirements. We are giving that right of way now as part of that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If I might offer a suggestion, if they could at least get it visually the same as the existing setback on for the parking on the
other parts. For the Eye Institute.
Yes, at least
for 20 foot.
At least a similar
setback.
So that when it's connected between your site and their site, the same line is kept all up from one end to the other.
So the same sight line.
Same sight line. At least get it to fit that.
So then that gives us uniformity, not just with this project, but also if there's other three parcels come in.
Right, you know, so you don't have it back and forth.
Right, we don't have the zigzag.
Well, I'd like to mention that the other problem we're having reason with our stormwater is because DelDOT is also, because of their right-of-way improvements on 24 or their road improvements, we're having to also size our stormwater pond to handle their additional impervious area. So actually the swale that runs alongside of our property and into the pond is all also to handle what DelDOT's putting in there. So not only do we have the requirement of our site,
doors, you got to handle some of those.
Service road.
Yeah.
And make sure I understand what you just said.
Yes.
DelDOT is requiring you to handle their stormwater. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
For the service road?
For the intersection?
For the improvements out in front of our property, the additional impervious area, their plans show on that corner, they show some type of swale.
Okay.
So we're actually dedicating a permanent stormwater easement on that side of the property.
But are they going into your pond?
It will discharge into our pond, yes.
Hmm.
So you can see that our 1.7 acre site got significantly smaller.
I guess my question would just for academic reasons, what do you think the effect on your pond is for that? I mean, how much bigger is your pond as a result of having to provide the stormwater drainage for the street?
I'd say it's at least a quarter to a third.
Okay.
It shows the problem of not looking at a regional solution for stormwater management when everything's being done on a parcel by parcel, intersection by intersection. This is what you end up with.
And that's why I appreciate your comments, Mr. Couts, about the uniformity, because I know further down 24, we got the misshaping property there, where you got the carpet that's company that's way down, and everybody's built up around it like it's their second story buildings almost. Poor guy. But, you know, if we can keep some uniformity in that, then that aids.
Like giant food. Their giant food?
Yep.
It's not that bad now.
It's not that bad now. The other property sunk, huh? In the muck. I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman.
No, that's all right. I understand. I think everything.
So is it my understanding that you would be willing to give preliminary site plan approval with the condition that we maintain the setback along Route 24 as shown on the
Delaware Eye Institute property? That's similar.
That's what's being discussed.
Okay.
How's that? Any comment you want to make about that?
I'd prefer to have it proved the way it is, but it's going to be difficult. But we can certainly look at it and see if there's any possibility of shifting our site and try to get our stormwater smaller.
That sounds good to me.
Well, what we could do is at least ask them to look at it, and then you want to table it for now, or why do we have to do this?
I think that's probably to just defer taking any action on it.
Take any action. Give you guys a chance to see what the possibilities are, and come back, and we'll get you on an agenda as quickly as we can.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Won't be 21 months.
It won't. Yeah, it won't be 21 months.
That's fine. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, concerning Artisan's Bank preliminary site plan on Route 24, my motion is for deferral.
Second.
So I've been moved and seconded to defer action on Artisan's Bank preliminary site plan on Route 24. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.